An EU lawyer thinks Apple should pay 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland. This is because a previous ruling that let Apple avoid paying this amount was overturned. The lawyer, Advocate General Giovanni Pietrasella, said the earlier ruling in Apple's favor didn't look at certain mistakes that affected the tax decisions. Even though this legal opinion isn't final, the court usually agrees with these opinions in most cases. In response, an Apple spokesperson repeated that the first ruling showed the company didn't get any special treatment or help from the government. The European Commission had found that Apple got unfair special treatment from Ireland, letting it pay much less tax than other companies. This case has become a symbol of the Commission's efforts to deal with what it sees as big tax avoidance by big companies. The Irish government says Apple shouldn't have to pay the back taxes. They say the benefits of having the company in Ireland are more important than losing tax money. Ireland has one of the lowest corporate tax rates in the EU, and it's where Apple's operations in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa are based. While countries set their own corporate tax rates and the EU doesn't control that, the EU can regulate state aid. In this case, it said Ireland was giving an unfair subsidy to Apple. Before, a lower court said the European Commission's decision for Apple to pay back taxes was legally wrong and should be cancelled. But with this new development, that ruling itself could be cancelled. This ongoing story shows the complicated and controversial issues around big companies, tax avoidance, and the EU's role in regulating state aid.